This Bloomberg Economics Brief is brought to you by HSBC. With over 8,000 global relationship managers on the ground in over 60 countries, HSBC makes your global ambition their local business. HSBC.
If you say lonely bull in Spanish, it's toro solitario. That is a way to segue to our Latin American eco brief today, because we've been focused on Janet Yellen, but there's a lot going on in Colombia today when it comes to interest rates. Joining us now, Felipe Hernandez. He's a Latin American economist for Bloomberg Intelligence and a contributor to the Bloomberg Briefs on Economics daily newsletter. Got tons of economic insight, news, and numbers from our team of economists at Bloomberg. So first of all, I want to talk about Colombia, but Janet Yellen, Latin American markets. It's a quiet day in the U.S. Did you see any reaction in Latin American currencies or bond markets when she said a rate hike in coming months is appropriate, Felipe?
Yes, we did saw some reaction. The currencies weakened pretty much all across the board, both in Latin America and the rest of emerging markets. There were some markets that were not open, so probably we're going to see some reaction on Tuesday when the U.S. opens again and local markets catch up those that were closed. But it is important to highlight here that the reaction was not very big, giving away some gains that local currencies and local bonds had gathered earlier in the trading session. So despite the decline in bond prices and the currencies, they remain pretty much within the same range in which they have been trading over the last week. So basically, we're consolidating at the high levels of May, at levels that have basically reversed pretty much of the rally that we saw between February and April. So I would say, basically, the market has already priced in a higher probability of the Fed hiking interest rates. Not to say that it is fully priced. So if it happens, we're probably going to see some additional reaction. But in terms of where we stand right now and the impact of the statements today, I think that was already in the price.
Felipe, I wonder if you could comment on how this compares with monetary policy in other countries of Latin America. Maybe begin by talking about Mexico, because I want to note that Mexico seems to be having a little bit of a challenge luring investors to its local bonds. There was that Tuesday auction of 20-year notes, and it was not as well enthusiastically endorsed as previously as estimated. Tell us about the bond buying in places like Mexico and compare it to what's going on in Colombia, please.
Sure. In terms of bond buying in Mexico by foreigners, what we have seen is foreigners reducing their exposure. It's important to start by highlighting the fact that foreign ownership in local bonds in Mexico is pretty high, one of the highest in Latin America and in emerging markets in general. But especially the adjustment has been on the front end of the curve more than in the long end. This is something
the short-term rates.
Yes. Which, of course, it's related as well with the fact that there are concerns in Mexico about what could happen with the policy rate if the Fed starts hiking interest rates. The message from the central bank in Mexico until now has been consistently, very consistent in terms that if the Fed hikes, it is very likely that they will hike as well.
So what is going on with Colombia raising its key rate today by 25 basis points? I know that's what you were looking for. It's kind of surprising, but I guess another pressure for them to raise rates is if the Fed's going to raise rates, there may be a little bit of preemptive move to protect Colombian markets.
Yeah, well, I would say the preemptive move is on the side of Mexico. In the case of Colombia, the reasons why they have been hiking since last September, on each meeting since September, is because inflation in Colombia has increased a lot, and it is now running close to 8% when the target of the central bank is just 3%. So definitely, and not only headline inflation, but core inflation as well has been rising. It is also above the target of the central bank. And more recently, inflation expectations have been rising as well, which is the main concern for the central bank at this point.
Thank you very much for coming by and spending time with us. Felipe Hernandez is Latin American economist for Bloomberg Intelligence and a contributor to Bloomberg Briefs on Economics. You can download the brief on economics and many other topics by typing Briefs Go on your Bloomberg or by visiting BloombergBriefs.com. You're listening to Taking Stock. I'm Pim Fox, my co-host Kathleen Hayes, and this is Bloomberg Radio.
This Bloomberg Economics Brief is brought to you by HSBC. With over 8,000 global relationship managers on the ground in over 60 countries, HSBC makes your global ambition their local business. HSBC.